if you, if annexation is being looked at, that you simply write to the Community Regional Affairs and Boundary Commission and make a written request. It just doesn't automatically happen to you. And so I'm a little hesitant to use this word, but it really doesn't change the intent of the resolution here.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Concurrent Resolution 33? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
The House concurs, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill or Concurrent Resolution 33. Unfinished business. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote for committee substitute for House Bill 367 to Judiciary.
Okay, notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 367. Any further unfinished business? Committee announcements, standing or special. Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've got a little schedule change in the House Finance Subcommittee on the Department of Fish and Game. For interested parties, the Habitat Division budget will be reviewed Wednesday, March 2nd from 3:30 until 5:30 p.m. in room 120 of the State Capitol. All members are invited.
Representative Sund.
Mr. Speaker, just some bill changes from last week. House Bill 25, Affirmative Action, was held on Friday, will be held over till Wednesday this week. House Bill 389, Recovery of State Costs for Oil Spills, will be held over till tomorrow. House Bill 374, Selection of Jury Lists, will be brought up today for a decision whether we're going to do something with it or hold it over. And there's a revised committee schedule out if anybody else wants to catch up on it.
Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I indicated on the floor Friday, AT&T will be hosting the reception this evening for the legislature and the general public at Centennial Hall. I think they will have some of their distant delivery systems set up in an operation, and there will also be throughout the day tomorrow. They've kindly consented because of the heavy schedule of the legislators and the administration that to put on a working demonstration during lunch tomorrow. And those of you are welcome to come, both Representative Schultz from his school district, Spike Jorgensen, and the House Special Committee on Telecommunications have extended an invitation for these people to be here. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resources Subcommittee on House Bill 364 dealing with commercial fishing violations will be at 7:30 a.m. in the Resources Committee room tomorrow morning.
Representative Ulmer.
Thank you. The Southeast Subcommittee of the Economic Recovery Committee will meet tomorrow at 11:30 in State Affairs Committee Room. And the House State Affairs Committee, which is scheduled for this afternoon at 3 o'clock, will hear House Bill 326 first from 3 to 4, and then hear SJR 15, the right to bear arms, at 4 p.m. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The meeting of the House members of the Joint Committee on Economic Recovery for Wednesday will meet at 5 p.m. in the Governor's Conference Room, and that will consist of a work session with reports from the subcommittees on resource development, employment, and industry, and the subcommittee on small business.
Further committee announcements? General announcements? Mr. Majority Leader? House stand at ease. House come back to order. Before they had ease, we were under announcements. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A little bit of advance notice that on Tuesday, April the 5th, the session will be at 2 p.m. rather than 11 a.m. Or any other time. It's going to be 2 p.m. rather than 11 a.m. Secondly, I would like to ask the members to retain their bill packets because House Bill 367 is under reconsideration. And third, in keeping with the finest traditions of the bodies, we have a half birthday today, and it's Representative Phillips' half birthday.
Any further announcements? Mr. Minority Leader?
There'll be a minority caucus tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the court building.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With that, the majority will be having a caucus tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the Speaker's chambers.
Okay. Any further announcements? Special orders? Representative Davis?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege of the floor to speak on entrepreneurs.
Are there any objection? Hearing none.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've had a number of meetings on this year on economic recovery. We've been meeting with state agencies and various individuals to try to bring economic recovery to our state. And there's been a number of individuals that have produced jobs and created a better atmosphere for our economy. And I've chosen to recognize some of those people on this House floor. And so for the next few weeks, I intend to announce an Entrepreneur of the Week. And this week, I've chosen a woman from Fairbanks, Michelle Bartlett, who happens to be in Gallery B. And Michelle Bartlett is the director of the Elder Hostel Program. She's been responsible for filling the galleries that we've had the last few weeks with seniors. I've selected her because she has brought more than $1 million in revenue to the Alaskan institutions that are hosting these elder hostels. It's because of her imagination and creativity that we've got these seniors in the state studying during our off season. They're studying various topics like Alaska politics, natural history, Alaskan art and artifacts. Again, I'd like to have the body welcome and commend Michelle Bartlett for her work. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
10 a.m. Wednesday.